Yeah, anything man dirty up, you don't want to see. That's why we make you ladies wear so many clothes. We done dirted you up so bad sexually, I don't want to see. That's why y'all scared us with them miniskirts. We didn't know how much of that thing y'all was going to show us. But let me tell you something, ladies, that a lot of you might not know. We've dirted up our sex organ much more than we dirted up yours. See, you don't know that because you don't get to go to the men's room with us. But if you ladies could only peep and watch us when we go to the men's room, you would know how bad we've dirted up our sex organ. See, anything man dirty up, he don't want to see. And then when a cat walk in the men's room, first thing he do is case the seed, make sure nobody see him. Then the next thing he do is walk all the way up into the stall. And after he get way in where he can't accidentally see it, then he zip his pants down. And you can tell when he start peeing because he look up in the ceiling. Now see, that's why you ladies, when you ever had a party in your house where you had a lot of people come by, and after the party was over and everybody left, you went to the toilet and peed all over the stool. You ever wonder how a man miss a hole that big? Because they all looking up. That's right. That's right. You imagine five cats in your toilet hanging over the commode, peeing at the same time, looking up. They pee all in the bathtub, all over the floor. That's right. See, what you ladies ought to do one night while all the men are asleep is go in all the washrooms in America and put mirrors up in the wall. That next morning, cat running there, woo! What happened, Charlie? I saw it, man, I saw it. Gone to the poll every election day and always end up voting for the lesser of the two evils. Think about that. 100 years of voting for the lesser of the two evils, one day you're going to end up with the evil of the evil. And the only reason Americans can't understand and see the CIA overthrowing this government, as many mistakes as they've made, is because we're too busy worrying about money. That's the problem in America. Everybody in America is concerned about money and nobody's concerned about a democracy. That's why you're going to lose your democracy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that ain't abnormal, that's normal. Anytime a man have a wife and kids and he goes to the tracks every day and he's more concerned with the horses than he is with his family, he's going to lose his family. That's normal. You see it every day. You're too busy fooling around with that alcohol and eating all that old bad food to understand what's going down. Pick up the paper one day and read where every governor in America had a tap on his phone. Who in the hell you think strong enough in this country to tap every governor's phone in America? The Black Panthers? Three weeks ago, Secretary of State said he had a tap on his phone. Now who you think's tapping the Secretary of State's phone? Damn, Army Intelligence admit they got 25 million files on American citizens. What do you think that's all about? Sitting around here in a country that is okay for them to suspend your rights if you are a national security risk. Well, who in the hell decides if you're a national security risk? Anytime you give a country the right to suspend your rights because they think you are a security risk, that same country one day will suspend everybody's rights because they think you are a security risk. It's just that simple. Just watch them politicians. They show it. Yeah. You realize in order to run for U.S. Senate today, you must spend $2 million campaigning to get a $55,000 a year job. Hell, I know people can't even count, got enough sense to figure that out. And Rockefeller in New York spent $8 million last campaign to become governor of New York again. Hell, for $8 million, I could run for God. And win. And there's something else in America we done. We made a fool out of God in America. And started making a fool out of them with them little kids when they're 5 years old. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation under God. Are you really sick enough to believe that this is a nation under God? That right this very moment we got Indians trapped up on reservations going through conditions unparalleled anyplace else in the world tonight, and you really believe this is a nation under God? It's one of the few countries in the world where the people that harvest the crop is dying from malnutrition. And you really believe this is a nation under God, don't you? Well, I tell you one thing. If this is an example of a nation under God, then I sure as hell would hate to see one under the devil. So I say, you youngsters got a big job. Just watch them politicians. That's why I'm so glad Nixon's the president. Don't get me wrong, I could have never voted for Dick Nixon. But I don't know nobody alive today on the face of this earth I would rather see your president than Dick Nixon. You see, I was watching Nixon when he was campaigning, and he just had that look on his face that if he ever became president, he was going to put a hurting on white folks. Well, I don't have to tell you. White folks is hurting more today in America than ever before in the history of America. That's right. 80% of the college graduates this coming June can't find a job. You know how many percentage that is us, don't you? Oh, Nixon done messed it up. Yeah, I see white folks crying today that they never cried before. He messed up things so bad that the whole world's upside down now. He messed up everything. I never thought I'd see the day I'd open up the newspaper and read where Rolls Royce stock was selling for 3 cents a share and a bad roll of toilet paper was selling for 16 cents a roll the same day. Yeah. You know, I didn't realize how bad Nixon had messed things up for white folks till I got on the plane this morning. On my way back to my seat, it's a white cat sitting there, old cat, looked at me and say, can I speak with you, my brother? I said, yo, what? Yo, brother. Yeah, things got so bad, I'm the brother now. When everything was all right, I was the nigger in the coon. But now I'm the brother now. So I looked at him and said, yeah, what's happening, my man? They're really messing up for all of us. I say, who, the Black Panthers? He said, no, Nixon and them. I said, I don't even want to.